Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
I better put away my personal music choice. Poor, poor Madonna. After almost 40 years atop the charts, she's still the queen of pop, without question. But today her face was splashed on the front pages. Well, for all the wrong reasons, eagle-eyed fans in New York spotted how different real-life Madonna looked from the filtered Madonna, who appeared in photos uploaded to Instagram on the same day. And this has renewed calls for celebrities to ditch the filters. Sasha Palari, leader of the hashtag filter drop campaign, writes in today's Mail, "We've reached a point where even Madonna doesn't believe that the real her is good enough. And if that isn't a wake-up call, then I don't know what is." Well, to talk more about this, the reigning Miss Dublin, Ciara Whelan, is with me. How are you doing, Ciara?
Hi, how are you?
Isn't it a sad state of affairs, Ciara, that the real that Madonna isn't comfortable enough? I don't know if that is the true depiction of what's happening, to put what she really looks like up on social media.
It is quite sad, and it's sad that there is a lot of celebrities now that don't feel they have the confidence to show what they actually look like on social media.
Yeah, and why do you think that is?
I think it is that there is a lot of pressure to social media. Like when I started my campaign for Miss Dublin with my no filter, I had a lot of people calling me brave, and I was kind of saying to myself at the time, it's mad how I'm being called brave for showing what I actually look like. Would I be called brave walking down to Tesco with no makeup on me looking exactly how I look? But as you think of it, social media has a lot to answer for.
Yeah. Answer honestly, though, before you started your own personal crusade, the no filter crusade, was there any element of fear about how you would be received without a filter, without makeup sometimes, without glossing the picture up?
Oh, 100%. We had a charity challenge with Variety Ireland, their charity for disadvantaged disabled children, at the start of Miss Dublin, and it was a no makeup challenge. Mm-hmm. So what we had to do was we had to post a picture of ourselves with no makeup and encourage people to do the same. And at the time, I was absolutely terrified.
Were you?
And it was something I had never done before. And like that, I was guilty of using filters and that. And it actually made me sit back and realize that I was doing this to raise money for charity. And when I did actually release the picture, I had so many girls got onto me saying it was so refreshing to see.
Mm-hmm. Terrified of what, Ciara, though?
I think what people have to say. I think with social media, people are very vocal, and they're not afraid to kind of point out, like make comments to you and kind of put you down. And that's what kind of sparked it in me to try and start promoting to stop using the filters, and beauty shines from within as well as without.
Yeah, and this is you, a model and reigning Miss Ireland, isn't that right? I mean, people then who wouldn't be as, and I don't know if you're confident or not, but confident in the way you look, if you're not that way inclined, you can understand the use of filters in some way, can't you?
You can. I do think that the likes of celebrities like Madonna, I think it's kind of shown younger girls as well, like if Madonna can't be confident without the filters, why should they? And that's why I constantly push the use of no filters in the hope of showing younger generations as well that beauty does shine from within, and that they're beautiful without these filters and without all these enhancements on their looks and that.
Mm-hmm. You have your own campaign to drop the filter. You work in HR and you're a personal trainer. Yeah. You have so many strings to your bow. Do you think there are other ways to kind of to promote or project health and beauty that don't kind of involve hiding the true self? Is that a real philosophical deep question?
Thrown at me now. I know I use my social media to promote obviously no filters, but I also promote when I'm having off days with my mental health. So I'd be a massive advocate for mental health, and there's a lot of pictures on my social media as well of days where I'm just absolutely crying my eyes out and there's no filter to them either. So I think people with big followings, if they can show the younger generation that it's okay to obviously look the way you look and to have those days, it would definitely be a massive help.
You mean you don't look amazing all the time, Ciara?
I wish I did.
I do. before I let you go, you're also kind of, you're warning people off. You say there are filters and there are filters. I mean, Am I right in saying that you don't mind the odd filter that kind of, but you, that I don't know, gives you a bit of a tan or whatever the case may be, but that you hate the filters that change the shape of your face, that make you look thinner than you are? Is that the ones you're really opposed to?
Yeah, like I done a piece there when I was going for Miss Dublin, and half of my face is filtered and half of it isn't. And I remember that piece going into the papers and my mom turning around to me, and I'll never forget it. She looked at me and she said, "But Ciara, like, you look ridiculous with the piece, the filter on you." And I was like, well, like I would have thought it would have looked better when I was using the filters at the time. Like, I know it, my eyes were lifted, my nose looked smaller, my skin looked perfect. It's just mental. Like, if I had gone missing, I don't think you would have been able to recognize me if you actually found me.
Yeah. So the advice to young, especially young people, Ciara, be careful of filters. Don't use them at all. What is it?
My advice would be that beauty shines from within and that everyone is beautiful in their own way. Look, I'm not going to put anybody down if they use filters, but I would promote to people that beauty shines from within. And as I said, and as I keep repeating, it's, you're beautiful in your own way, and I wouldn't rely on filters for that confidence.
Yeah, that's a great message. Look, take it from Mr. Connemara and Miss Dublin. We endorse this message together. Don't use filters at all, or use them sparingly. Mr. Connemara, myself, and Miss Dublin, Ciara Whelan, thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme.